Recordings have started.
Thank you very much, Wendy. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the GNSO review call on the 14th of September, 2017. On the call today, we have Sarah Bocchi, Wolf-Ulrich Smurban, Chris Sieben, and Rafik Damak. We received an apology from Jen Wolf. And from staff, we have Julie Hedlund, Marika Koenigs, Amir Sadir, and myself, Nappy Peregrine. I'd like to remind you all to please remember to state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Wolf-Ulrich.
Thanks very much. Hello, everybody. So let's just dive into the agenda immediately. The agenda was sent by Julie yesterday. Any comments? There was no comment received. Not yet, I don't think so. Comment to any amendment of SOIs? It's nothing, I don't think so. Thank you. So, sorry. May I ask you, Julie, to update us on the consensus call, which was started for recommendation 31, and what we have to expect and what to do. Please, Julie.
Thank you, Wolf-Ulrich. This is Julie Hedlund for the transcript from staff. Yes, so the recommendation 31, after the last working group call, the one that was canceled, actually, we decided to go ahead and put recommendation 31 out for review for 1 week, which we did do, and no comments were received during that review. And so then following the review, it was decided to put recommendation 31 out for a consensus call for 2 weeks. So that consensus call began this Monday, the 11th, and will run for 2 weeks through the 25th of September. And thus far we have no comments or objections received. If no objections are received by the 25th of September, recommendation 31 will be accepted by consensus.
Yes, thank you very much, Julie. Okay, the process is clear, so that there is still time for the stakeholder groups or constituencies to react on that. Otherwise, it will be accepted and as consensus. For this. Thanks very much. So then, the next point is good to discuss and to see how, where we stand, what is the updates with regards to our timeline, and what can we forward or communicate to the council and to the OEC later. I think that is intended at ICANN 60 to do so at least. Julie, if you don't mind, well, to guide us through that document, please.
Thank you, Wolf-Ulrich. So this is Julie Hedlund from staff. So what you see in the Adobe Connect room, for those of you who can see it, for those of you who are not in the room, we did also send the timeline out along with the agenda materials.
Yes,
So where we stand is that we are essentially complete with phase one, the work already underway, and we are beginning phase two, the high priority recommendations. This is a little bit behind time. Phase two was to be started notionally in June. But keep in mind that the original timeline in the implementation plan was really for guidance. It was a suggested timeline so that we could see how much time might be needed for implementation and to ensure that we're able to complete all the recommendations in a timely fashion. What we have found is that we've generally needed at least 2 meetings of the working group to work through the implementation charters for the recommendations, and that has slowed us down a little bit, but we have achieved quite a lot. We have actually completed nearly all the phase one items, and those that have not been complete, and I'll speak to those, have been pushed into phase two. So just to walk through the phase one part of the timeline, we have completed recommendations 14, 15, 16, 24 and 25, 30, 13, 19, and then for those moved into phase two, recommendation 31 actually was moved into phase two, but that is now, as noted, out for a consensus call, and if that is complete, then this will be implemented as of the 25th of September. Then those items that we've carried over from phase one, recommendations 10 and 11 relate to the use of facilitation for working groups and whether or not there should be guidelines for facilitation. And we wanted to hear the outcome of the facilitated session for the geographic names discussion that falls under the new GTLD subsequent procedures PDP working group that was held at that was held in. I'm going to actually unsync the timeline so you can move through it yourself. But that was held in ICANN 59. So we do actually have an analysis that's been provided by the facilitator to the leaders of the PDP working group, and so we're waiting for an analysis there, and then staff will incorporate that into any suggestions into the recommendations and then put that out for review by this working group. And then the other items, excuse me, that are pending from phase one moved into phase two. One is recommendation 18, and there we are waiting for an implementation review to be completed. So that's ongoing. And then recommendation 33 relates to diversity, and there we are waiting for the outcome of the work stream CCWD sub-team on diversity and a questionnaire that was sent around to the community. And then just moving along to phase two, there are actually two sets of charters in phase two. The recommendations 26, 27, 28, and 29 all fall into the same charter as they are related. They all relate to statements of interest for the community, various suggestions for changes to statements of interest, and also constituency membership. And then recommendation six is also a phase two item, and that is both of those are now scheduled for this working group to take up. So, again, we're starting a little late with them, but the plan is that they would be completed by the end of the year, and I think we are still on schedule to do that. And then just moving to phase three, we have not taken up any of the phase three recommendations. These are medium and low priority. Some of these are suggested to be completed by the end of the year, and we think that that's still possible, and some of these actually extend into 2018, with some even towards the end of 2018. Now, of course, we'll try to move along as quickly as we can, and hopefully what staff can assist by identifying recommendations that may have components that are already complete that then could be addressed more quickly, and also those that may need a little bit more resources and try to do some of the groundwork on those as well. And then I'll just note that, as Wolf Ulrich said, we have updates that this working group must provide. There are twice yearly updates to the OEC, the board committee that has oversight of the reviews. And so that update is due at ICANN 60 or just prior to ICANN 60. Staff has received a template for producing the report for the OEC, and staff hopes to send a draft report to this working group to review perhaps as soon as next week. And the report itself would be due probably about 10 days, I would imagine, before the ICANN 60 meeting or before the meeting with the OEC, so that there's plenty of time for review. And the same report could be used for the GNSO Council, and that update will happen at the council meeting on the Wednesday of ICANN 60. So staff will then not only have the report sent ahead of time to the council after it's approved by this working group, but also will produce a presentation that we could use for both the OEC and for the council. So I'll stop there and give it back to you, Wolf Ulrich.
Yeah, this is Wolf Ulrich speaking. Thanks very much for this, Julie. Just to the last point, so I understood. So we are on the agenda of the council meeting in Abu Dhabi, aren't we?
The intent is that we will be. The agenda hasn't been developed yet, but the council has asked for an update in Abu Dhabi, and the likeliest place for that to happen would be at the council's meeting.
That's good. Thanks very much. Another question is, as you mentioned about this reporting, I think that would be helpful also to have it here on the screen as a kind of, an item just here in this timeline, to see where we have, when we have to provide, reports or reports to the OEC or to the Council. If that could be just put as one, not as a bar, but just an event or in that timeline, that would be helpful, I think so.
Thank you, Wolf Ulrich. Julie Hedlund.
That's my comment. Who would like to comment as well?
I see Chris Seaburn has a few comments. He did just agree with your suggestion of adding the milestones of the OEC and GNSO Council reports to the timeline. Does have a question too. Just a question, when do we need to complete them? I think that was relating to the report. So to be more clear, the report should really get out, I think, no later than mid-October, or at least whenever the document deadline is for ICANN 60. And I note that Chris also says, it seems people are slowly losing interest, and the most I've seen is on the new GTLD subsequent procedures. Yes, that PDP working group is getting a lot of attention. And so for that, then staff will, again, take the action to send to the list a request for people to indicate that they are still interested in participating in this group and, or suggesting alternates if this is not something they're able to do.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. Thanks, Julie. So, really speaking. Looking to that we have to provide at least, let me say, at the latest mid-October report, so would it be possible to have a kind of draft report available by the next meeting in 2 weeks from now? So something, you know, that we can, if, you know, that we can see, I think, it shouldn't be a very complete one. So, but just, well, to see what's in the report or so. I don't know how you plan that, but maybe the team here will have a chance, well, to have a look before that, if that is possible.
Yes, well, so this is Julie Hedlund from staff. So what staff had planned to do is we have received from the OEC support staff a template that we can use to complete the report. And it's very straightforward. It really is just a listing of the work that's been completed and how it's been implemented and whether or not there are any budgetary issues with or costs associated with those implementations. And then there is the list of the items that have not been completed and an indication of when they're expected to be complete and also whether or not they have budgetary implications. A lot of this information actually already exists in that for the items that have been complete, this is the information that we've captured in the implementation charters that we already have. And then for the items that have not yet been completed, we also have captured that information in the implementation plan where we have a description of the recommendation, we have a description of how we think it might be implemented, and then also, you know, when we think it might be implemented. So from a staff point of view, it appears to be sort of a straightforward just gathering of the information that we already have and putting it into the report format. So staff has a goal of getting out a draft report prior to the next working group meeting. The next working group meeting is the 28th of September. So, we would like to get something in front of the working group to be able to discuss at that meeting.
Oh, great. Thanks very much. Anybody else? Any further comment on the Adobe Connect? Or?
Yes. This is Julie Hedlund. Just a note from Chris Seaburn. He says, does the board need a detailed report or a summarized one? I'd say it's actually a detailed report in that they want to know, what is the recommendation and how has that recommendation been implemented and when was it implemented? So it's while they don't need the detail, the complete detail that exists in the charters, so in that respect, I guess it's a summary. It's sort of rolled up information. They still do want a fair amount of detail, but it is detail that we do have existing in the charters or in the implementation plan.
Yes, thanks very much. I think that is helpful because even the council, members of the council are a little bit distant to that, but the OEC members are even more. So, and to make some understanding what we really did, you know, in terms of, you know, what was requested by the recommendations and what was done or what is the way how to implement that. So it needs some basic information for making some understanding, you know. So I understand, and I'm very confident you will do it the right way because, you know, this procedure.
Thank you, Wolf. This is Julie Hedlund. And I'll also note that we've been tracking the work of this working group on a wiki page in the working group's wiki that has the status of all of the recommendations and also statistics on how many are out for, you know, how many have been reached consensus, how many are out for consensus call, how many are out for review, et cetera. And so while we don't need to provide that detail in the report to the board or to the council, those details are available for anyone to see and we can link to them. So we'll have that as well as the charters are also linked there, as backup information to the report.
Thanks, Julie. This is Wolf Rees speaking. I do have a very last question with regards to the recommendation 10 and 11, which we have on hold because of the geonames issue. Isn't that, I understand, the council, there's one group as well dealing with it, and the sub-team, I think, is dealing with the these issues, especially, and they're doing their proceeding. So is that the relation? Because that seems to me, if it's connected to that team, it may take some time until we can close these recommendations. How do you understand that?
This is Julie Hedlund from staff. So it won't be as complicated as that. Yes, the new GTLD subsequent procedures has a very broad and detailed amount of work, but this actually relates to just the one session that was held at ICANN 59, and that was the facilitated session, and the facilitator has produced a report on how they saw how they thought the session went. That report has been provided to the co-leaders of the PDP working group, and they're reviewing it. And my understanding is I have not seen any changes. And I think as soon as that is ready to be released to the full working group, then it's really available for us to be able to extract the determination of how successful the facilitation was from that report. So I'm anticipating perhaps only a few weeks or so that we would be able to do that. So I don't think it should be a lengthy delay.
Okay, good. Yes, thanks very much. Are there any more questions on the Adobe or comments?
I don't see any more questions on the Adobe.
Okay, so thank you very much. So we can close this topic and move over to begin discussion on recommendation number 6, which was sent out some weeks ago. So I think I had also one comment, but I would like just to hand over at first to you, Julie, to guide us quickly through that recommendation and talk about that. Please,
thank you very much, Wolf Ulrich. This is Julie Hedlund from staff. I will note, Wolf Ulrich, that I did capture your comments that you made when you reviewed this previously. And so when we start discussion, I'll pull up your comments because I think they're actually very helpful. So and we'd be helpful to get the discussion going as well. Just to move through the draft charter. So this recommendation is that the GNSO record and regularly publish statistics on working group participation, including diversity statistics. And then as a scope statement, we have that the GNSO working group will direct staff to determine whether there is a general ICANN effort relating to diversity, such as that related to the results of the CCWG Accountability Workstream 2 subgroup. The GNSO review working group will work with staff to develop a definition of diversity in the GNSO, as well as metrics and data collection guidelines that are consistent with ICANN efforts. And then upon approval of that definition and guidelines, then staff would use that to collect and publish statistics. So, moving into suggestions on implementation, so as with recommendation 33, which also relates to diversity, staff notes that this GNSO working group will likely need to await the results of the CCWG Accountability Workstream 2 subgroup on diversity. At the least, the working group will wish to consider the results of the questionnaire on diversity, and that is a piece that we're waiting on for recommendation 33 as well. Upon receipt of the results, staff can draft a definition of diversity and a proposal for metrics and data collection guidelines. A Upon approval of these deliverables, staff can implement a plan to collect and publish statistics. So, additionally, staff notes that while macro-level statistics of working group participation and diversity of members are not available, each working group currently tracks attendance to measure said participation. For example, the Registry Directory Services PDP working group stores attendance records on its wiki. The attendance logs participation in meeting at the individual level and by affiliation. At publication of the working group's initial report and final report, this information is placed within the report to demonstrate consensus levels of recommendation that complement interests of participants. However, diversity types of data are not collected at this time and thus cannot be measured. Staff further notes that ICANN.org is currently working on a project called Global Enrollment. The intent of this project is to create a centralized system by which community members can either participate or observe working groups. As part of the global enrollment process, information collected today, as required by the GNSO operating procedures, will continue to be collected, such as the statements of interest information. In terms of understanding geographic diversity, in addition to time zone, a country designation will also be collected. However, it's not within the scope of the Global Enrollment Initiative to collect other diversity types of data, such as gender, age, or specific location. It will be noted in further detail for recommendations 26 to 29, but also a part of the Global Enrollment tool will be to centralize, manage, and report on statements of interest. The outputs of this tool will allow for macro-level reporting of participation across most, if not all, groups facilitated by ICANN for which the community participates. Thus, the community will be able to see trends of participation by affiliation, geographic designation, and other attributes to be defined later as the project progresses. There is no official target delivery date, but the ICANN.org project team is aiming for FY19. Staff notes a key dependency for this implementation of this recommendation is the work of the CCWG Accountability Workstream 2 group on diversity, and also then is tied closely to the project on global enrollment. One other thought for discussion is the data privacy requirements, the GDPR, anticipated to be put in place. It's next year, I believe, and I forget the exact date that it takes effect, but we may need to determine whether or not some of the data that is being requested here might be affected by, whether or not it can be collected, whether or not it can be displayed publicly, could be, privacy issues. So I'm gonna stop with that. And Wolf Ulrich, if you'd like, I can go ahead and bring up the comments that you had related to this recommendation, and then also obviously open things up for discussion.
Thanks, Julie. We can come to that comment. But let me just ask it first, whether there are other comments on the list in Adobe Connect. Any ideas, any different ideas to what was written in the recommendation so far here in the charter?
So, Wolf Ulrich, this is Julie Hedlund from staff. In the chat room, we just have a note from Sarah Bakke that the GDPR implementation is... It goes into effect May 28th of 2018. And also, I'll note that Rafik has his hand up.
Yeah, okay, and let's go for Rafik, please. Hello, Rafik.
Rafik speaking. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. So this is Rafi speaking. With regard to the diversity subgroup, it delivered its recommendation to the CCWG first plenary for first reading, and it will go through a second reading in 2 weeks. So if it's approved at that time, it will be moved to public comments. So this is the kind of the current status of the recommendation, and it includes recommendation about data collection, setting metrics and so on, and requesting that the different SOACs and stakeholder groups. So I think it will apply to the GNSO if it's approved and then implemented. So maybe we should have that in mind. So I guess that will impact. It's still a dependency, and it's also it will impact how this recommendation will be implemented, and if you want to avoid duplication or do rework later.
So. Oh, thanks very much, Rafiq. This is what we're speaking. That sounds great. You know, though it's personally, I didn't expect that because I didn't follow CWG. Well, they made progress in that, so it seems to be that they are on a path. This is going to come as a recommendation out of this working group, and that would be very helpful to our work as well. So I was a little bit personally hesitant on what can we expect in which time. That was the reason why I was requesting or saying that we should have maybe a link to that working group or the deadline of which the working group is displaying on its website with regards to when they are ready. It may be not necessary if you really can expect, within the it sounds like, until the end of this year or so that there's something on the table which you can make use of. So that's very helpful, yeah. Julie, anything else from your side? Or?
Thank you, Wolf-Aurich. This is Julie Hedlund from staff. So a couple of comments in the chat from Chris Seaburn. He notes, personal and private information needs personal consensus and should clearly state what is the use for that information and who will have access, any third parties, et cetera. And Amr Elsider says, if I'm not mistaken, the Workstream 2 Subgroup on Diversity working document also contains a draft definition for diversity, which may be found to be helpful for this working group. And then Rafiq has put a link into the chat that report sent for the CCWG. He's got a link to the report, and it includes elements of diversity. So Wolf-Aurich, I would suggest that that we would then hold this recommendation. We can first of all make edits to the charter to link it to the work closely to the work of the subgroup on diversity, and noting then that a timeline for when that work is likely to be complete, and then that the outcome of the recommendations as approved could be incorporated into the charter. So, for example, if there is a definition of diversity, then there's no need for for this working group to come up with a definition. And we could adjust the charter accordingly, indicating that the working group would use the recommendations and definition as approved from the CCWG subgroup on diversity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks, Julie. That's a very good suggestion to do so. So though I would also suggest, so if there are some comments with regards to the phrasing of the of the charter, people should contribute as usual to that. And in addition, otherwise, we are going to to move ahead, like you suggested. Well, we have there is seems to be something on the horizon with regards to these inputs from the CCWG, so let's wait for this. Is if we could have a kind of in our in our minutes, a kind of timeline, or let me say a set date, coming from the CCWG, if Rafiq maybe could provide that, so it must be, the really complete one or the definite, but as you see that, what is happening there, that could be helpful as well, so as an additional in order to have that available here. So that's my suggestion, that we go this way. Are there any further comments to that?
No further comments on that. There is a question from Chris Seaburn in the chat about views for the working group on GDPR. At this point, given the work that the subgroup on diversity, that group is doing, it might not be necessary for this working group to seek a determination relating to GDPR, given that there's, probably quite a bit of discussion within the subgroup as well. I defer to Rafiq on that, and I see he's actually typing now at the moment, so I don't know if he might be addressing that as well. I can read out his comment once it appears. If you'd like, Wolf Ulrich, though, I could I see. Rafiq says, CCWG will end by next June, and all its recommendations should be ready before charting organizations' approval. But I guess, Rafiq, what we're wondering is, what is the timeline for this for the recommendations coming out of the specific subgroup? And Rafiq has his hand up, so Wolf Ulrich, perhaps we'll let him respond.
Yes, please, Rafiq.
Okay, thanks. So each subgroup has its own kind of timeline, but we have some kind of the deadline. The recommendation will go through second reading in 2 weeks in the CCWG plenary. If it's approved, then the staff will prepare it for public comment, public consultation, and that will be around 40 days. After that, a few weeks, depending how many comments we will receive, we'll have to analyze them. So based on the public comment, either the subgroup decide to amend the recommendation and then will take some time. Otherwise, if not, it will keep it as it is, and so that will just send it to the CCWG, and then CCWG that will have its own timeline to kind of try to check the consistency between the deliverable from the different cell groups. So I guess we can have, probably by ICANN 61, most of the work should be ready for all subgroups. And if there is no problem, it will be ready even before for diversity subgroup. Earlier than that. So there is kind of a constraint that we have to go through the public comments, maybe one or two, so it depends in what we get as input.
Thanks very much, Rafiq. Well, I understand that, very helpful. The only question is for us here, do we have something in addition to do with that recommendation, with that charter? So the question is going to you, Julie, as well. So in addition, you know, until if you can really wait, you know, for the results of this CCWG working team, you know, on diversity issues, so then that's one thing. So so we could just wait and see. But if there's something in addition to be done with that, so we should not forget that.
Thank you, Wolf Oreck. This is Julie Hedlund from staff. Just bring up this recommendation again. So there's actually two aspects to it. That the GNSA record and regularly publish statistics on working group participation, and then in parentheses it says including diversity statistics. So one thing that we could conceivably do as staff is we could break out the two aspects of this recommendation. As noted here from the staff research, the GNSO does already record and publish statistics on working group participation. That is already that is something that's in the working group guidelines. It's something that's captured and published on the wikis and also captured in the final reports coming out of working groups. And what staff could do that might be helpful is there are several recommendations that mention diversity. Recommendation 33 has elements related to diversity and diversity statistics. And I believe there's also another recommendation in phase three that relates to diversity as well. And perhaps what staff could do is pull together those recommendations that specifically relate to diversity into one charter, and the dependency for that charter would be the completion of the subgroup. And if there are other elements to those recommendations that could be indicated as complete, perhaps we could then show how at least some of the, you know, pieces of the recommendations are complete, but those relating to diversity would need to wait until the CCWG completes its work, and then we could give the, you know, rough timeline for that as well.
Okay, great. That would be good. Yeah, thanks very much. I have a last question to that. So I recall that former times, you know, in different communities, ICANN communities, there were discussion about, well, diversity from several points of view. I think ALEC was discussing that to some extent, maybe also in the in other areas as well. And so my question is here: are there still, do you know, are there still activities in other communities about that, or are they all on hold because they are waiting for the outcome of the CCWG? Or that's the question. So if there is something going on in other communities, maybe we could also link to them.
Thank you, Wolf Oreck. This is Julie Hedlund from staff. Staff can look into that because I don't know the answer just off the top of my head. I know that there are that within the I know staff had previously gathered in one of the other recommendation charters information concerning membership and also mentions of diversity in the various constituency and stakeholder group charters. So there is already existing language in groups relating to diversity that's already taken under consideration. I know that's true for some other groups as well. For example, in the ESAC operational procedures, there's a statement with respect to geographic and gender diversity in membership as a secondary characteristic when membership is being evaluated. And I do know that there's discussions I know at least in the ESAC and perhaps in other groups where it is envisioned that that the groups would want to wait before doing anything new on diversity to see the outcome from the CCWG on diversity. And so I think that in general, people are aware of that work and groups are trying not to duplicate that work and recognizing that they may need to take those recommendations into consideration. I also know that diversity is an issue, as it has been now in this GNSO review. I think it's also an issue under consideration in the reviews that are happening in other groups. Right now we have at least two reviews ongoing, the ESSAC and the RSAC, and I think the ALAC is moving towards completion. So, yes, I think the answer is that while there might be activities, I think in general the community understands that the CCWG has the remit on diversity and that trying to do something separate from that would be duplicative.
Okay, thanks very much. So I understand, well, since the CCWG is a cross-community one where all the interested parties and communities in ICANN are represented in, so that is the one who sets, let me say, in the end, the standards for in this respect. So that's what I also think. So I only would like to avoid that there may be in other groups still discussion or around definitions and which are not at the table of the CCWG. If that is would be the case, or the question is then how to deal with that. But that's an ICANN question in particular. So okay. Anyway, we are almost done. At the hour. So I'm sorry that we couldn't move quicker. But it is also worthwhile to discuss these parts. So let's do it well as we fixed before, Julie, so that we separate these two parts. Well, see, the first part is already is done, because it's implemented already. The question of participation in working groups and so, and the other one is, as we just discussed, underway with regards to work of the CCWG, where we are relying on that. So I think that would be with regards to this recommendation. So are there any further comments, Julie, on the chat or so?
So just that Chris Seaburn noted that it would be helpful to move things forward to separate out the diversity recommendations from, recommendations that may already have been implemented. And then in the discussion about diversity and the ALAC review, I think Chris said, yes, ALAC is also doing the same, I think maybe relating to the fact that, ALAC is cognizant of the work of the CCWG as well. I'll just say that, as you noted, Wolf Ulrich, that it's more of an ICANN issue because this particular charter is only concerned with what the GNSO is doing. So staff could just look again at what the stakeholder groups and constituencies say with respect to diversity. And because it would only be if they have other efforts, underway on diversity that we might have some duplication of effort. Other communities would be outside the scope of this particular charter, as you noted.
Okay, good, great. So thanks very much. So we are at the top of the hour, but let me just, we shouldn't start with a new recommendation right now. But, Julie, I would like to ask you, after this meeting, to circulate again this recommendation in context also with all comments already received so that people could be prepared and could also comment on the list in between over the next 2 years, weeks, with regards to recommendation 26 to 29. I think that would be helpful if we could have an exchange to, on some points on the list before we meet again the next time.
Yeah, so thank you. Staff takes that action item. And I think you had provided the comments we have so far from you. So we will send out the 26 through 29 charter for review, and we'll also include your comments to start things off and encourage others to comment.
Okay, thanks very much. Great. So I think we are done for today. Are there any more questions?
There's nothing in the chat.
Okay, thanks very much, and thank you very much. So we can close the meeting.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Wolf Ulrich, for chairing, and thanks all for joining. And we'll talk in 2 weeks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone, for joining. This concludes today's call. Operator, you may now disconnect the lines. Thank you.